8:36 on Connect FM. Your morning connection for a Friday continuing on. And we have reached that time of the morning on a Friday when we get to review the top stories, the most interacted with stories of the past week in Tri-County Insider News. Bronson Rasmussen is our Priority Media News Director. Hi, Bronson.
Well, hello, Dan. I'll be able to talk once that mic comes on.
It's amazing.
It feels like it might be May.
It may be May.
Ooh, look at that language.
Hey, Bronson, you know, any given week here at Priority Media, we have 25 to 30 local news stories over the past week, sometimes more than that if there are some special stories. And it's always kind of interesting to find out of those 30 stories, roughly, what were the top stories as far as receiving attention, ones that got interacted with? And then we always are delighted to hear your selection of the best story of the week. And we'll get to that in just a few minutes. But why don't you start us off by telling us what was the very top story of the past week?
Our top story of the past week came out last Friday, and it had to do with some road work. This one was planned for Route 219 right around the Falls Creek area, or if you're on here, it's Falls Creek, but still getting used to that one.
Whichever you like to say.
But this is happening on Route 219. They said they were going to begin it on Monday, and it would span around 4 miles into Jefferson County. It's going to deal with flaggers as they begin paving in some of those areas. Well, I just went through there yesterday, and there really wasn't much going on.
Not yet.
That's because it's been raining all week.
Yeah.
So, of course, this is all with weather depending on when they actually do the construction. However, they do say they hope that this will last only until early June.
Mm-hmm. And it's no surprise that that would wind up top story. That is a heavily traveled area, people traveling between Du Bois and in Brockway. So, all right, what do we have as a runner-up?
This one I was happy to see as a runner-up, and the story itself will probably make its way into this next week, but it had to do with the Brockway mock crash. We put out something this week just warning everyone, hey, if you see a bunch of emergency vehicles headed to the school, it's only a drill, it's just a mock crash. School isn't burning down or anything.
Right.
And it's a thing that we do every year at the school where we have students just put in makeup like they just got into a car accident, put them into two cars that are staged in a T-bone, and make it look as if one of the students was drinking or impaired or on drugs or something of that sort and got into a fatal accident.
Yeah.
It's a real eye-opener for students.
Yeah, the mock crash is always a big event. It's coming up here in Du Bois very soon.
I believe the 15th of May.
Okay.
Brockway's was yesterday.
Yeah.
So in Tri-County Insider News today, that's where you'll see the Brockway mock crash, as well as some video coming up on Tri-County TV.
Good plug there, Bronson. All right, how about the third top story of the week?
Our third one is a police blotter that comes out of Du Bois, and it's a Penfield man that has been accused of stealing a skills game machine. This happened on April 15th, where Du Bois police responded to the IP&S Club on Washington Avenue, where they received reports that a man allegedly broke into the side door before exiting with a skill game machine. One of the employees was able to identify the man as 42-year-old Jason Brundridge. And the following day, on the 16th, police went to his address in Penfield, where they were told he had moved out of state. They then, however, did find that skill game machine on a neighboring property inside like a garbage bag. They say the machine was smashed open and missing around $4,523.
Yeah.
The reports we got didn't say whether or not he was put into custody or if they were able to find him, but they do say that he's been charged with felony burglary, theft by unlawful taking, and receiving stolen property.
Yeah, that story sure caught my attention as well. We've had stories of skills game theft in the past. Normally, though, it's attempts to break into the machine there on the premises.
Not taking the machine itself.
That was a new one. So very, very interesting. All right. Next category, Bronson, is our most interacted with stories. You know, we're able to monitor that through our social media accounts and through our website, how many people like to interact with stories. So which one is tops there?
Our top one for the most interacted has to deal with the Dubois City Park. If you notice between the pavilions down by one of the ball fields, there's a bathroom stall there that's just closed at this point. They can't really keep it running. It needs a lot of work. Well, Dubois leaders are looking at getting a grant to be able to replace that bathroom with a modern precast concrete unit. So it won't require any plumbing or anything like that. It's similar to the bathroom that's on the walkway in Dubois.
I see.
So it could be open all year round and allowing less. It doesn't need to be monitored or anything by park staff or any city crews. So that way it doesn't really take up their time or taxpayer funds.
Okay. So that one received the most interaction. What do we have as runner-ups?
As a runner-up, we have something that came out of the Clearfield Commissioners meeting this week. So around, I believe it was over a dozen people, but 11 speakers in total addressed the commissioners about recent allegations that have been coming out of the Moshannon Valley Ice Processing Center. We spoke on this, I believe it was last week, on reports of a hunger strike that the commissioners say were more or less unfounded. And while a lot of people were there telling their stories or stories of family members or even just people that they spoke to, they ultimately wanted the facility to be shut down and for the county to back out. Commissioners, they said that right now they have a good working relationship through the county and that center because of the way that it's set up. It goes from federal through the commissioners, which then lets the actual center be open. So that really gives them that open line of communication and allows for the commissioners to be able to just check in, not exactly regulate anything there, but be able to just know what's going on. They say if they shut it down on their end, it would still be operating because it's a federal run facility, but they would just lose that sense of communication with them.
And that would be a serious hiccup to deal with, not being able to communicate. So, yeah, very interesting story and how that has all unfolded here the past couple of weeks. All right. One last story that had drew a lot of interaction.
Of course, it's been happening a lot lately, and it has to deal with local gas prices. It keeps climbing up and up and up. This past week, last week's, we had prices that people commented on a lot. We're going to have it this week that they're going to. And even from when we reported it this morning, each county going up over 10 cents, most of them, including over 20 cents statewide. Well, it's probably doubled that overnight. I noticed when I went by gas stations this morning, it jumped from 419 to 469, I think it was.
50 cent jump.
So it always gets a lot of people to comment, especially when they have these huge increases.
Right, right. No doubt. All right. There's no doubt that you always have an interesting story to share as Bronson's Choice. And I am just dying to hear what you have for us this week.
Well, maybe I should just keep you waiting.
Okay. You better hurry. I'm dying here.
Oh, no. Got to save Dan. All right. With this one, it was part of what was spoken here last Friday with State Representative Mike Armanini when he was here. He talked about a state tourism guide that had come out, and he really mentioned how it was kind of missing a few key things in our area especially. He said more or less just north of I-80.
Right.
There were, like last weekend, I believe it was the Ridgeway Chainsaw Rendezvous.
Exactly.
And as well as things like the Elk Expo, just a couple key events in this area that were not on that guide. And he said that this past week he was going to talk to people with the state tourism department to try to rectify that, to really highlight this area. Because he mentioned without it, it doesn't bring as many tourists as it would for other counties, and ultimately places would start losing revenue.
That's a good selection. That was quite an eye-opening story. And just a little side note to that, something else that was messed up in that visitor's guide, which, by the way, was put out by the State Visitors Bureau, was the fact that there was a photo in that guide of the State Capitol building. And that was fine and wonderful, but it identified the photo of being the State Capitol in Philadelphia. Our state capital is in Harrisburg, so so there were some issues with that issue of the visitor's guide, some big issues to deal with, and we'll be asking State Representative Armin Enny about how his follow-up went with the Bureau. Yeah, for sure. All right, Bronson, I hope you have a great weekend, and we'll get back together here a week from today. What do you say?
Why not? Hopefully we'll start seeing those May flowers instead of, you know, the showers.
All right. Thank you.